TV critic David Biancooley says that summertime is the time to check out what the alternative TV sources are providing while CBS, NBC, and ABC are in their summer hibernation. One such opportunity comes this Sunday when the Showtime cable network premieres a telemovie called Fear.
Fear stars Ally Sheedy, who doesn't look any older than when she portrayed a teenager in War Games. She plays Casey Bridges, a young psychic who's working with police to capture a killer on the run. He's got his next victim tied in the back seat, he's driving down a country road, and the only one on his trail is Casey, who's miles away in a precinct house, but is following the car by tuning into the minds of the killer and his captive.
Come on, darling, what have you got for us?
He's on a long dirt road lined with lots of trees. He's taking her inside. Someplace big. It's a barn or a shed at the end of the dirt road. Oh, sweet God, get him. Get him.
This opening scene of Fear is typical of tons of other films about psychics and serial detectives. Very quickly, though, this story goes for something different. In the very next scene, it's 5 years later. Casey is now a best-selling author, having written books about the cases she'd helped solve with her mental powers. And Sheedy, all of a sudden, looks a lot more mature. It's her first grown-up role, and she does pretty well with it. It isn't long before Casey is on the trail of a new serial killer, but this case is different. And, as a result, so is this movie. This time, the psychic communication is two-way. The killer is psychic, too, and he's better at it than she is. He gets off by sensing the deepest fears of his victims and killing them in the very ways they fear the most. Casey understands this, but not because she's mentally eavesdropping on him. It's because, sometimes against her will, he's sending images and messages to her.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Feel it, Casey. It's the fear. No other rush like it in the world.
The knife.
She's afraid of the knife. It's like in some scary movie she saw last night.
God, no!
She was wonderful, Casey. And so were you.
This is a really creepy idea. And writer-director Rockne S. O'Bannon, who did the movie Alien Nation, carries it off most of the way. But I don't think Fear takes full advantage of what is a really good and twisted plot twist. With more imagination, this killer could have been the biggest thing since Freddy Krueger. And the less you expect of the ending, the less you'll be disappointed. Even so, Fear packs as much excitement as any network telemovie did this past season. And during the summer months, there's not that much else worth seeing anyway, even if you are a psychic.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Post.